I wanted to also express my appreciation to the church here and to everybody who's been involved in being willing to host this and organize this. And I think Johnny would agree with me that this is not a contest like a football game or a baseball game. We're not trying to win this thing. When's the last time you went to a Bible study at night to try to convert somebody? When you got home, your wife asked you, well, who won the Bible study? That's not that way. This is a Bible study. You don't try to win or lose. We're brethren in Christ, as Guyton and Willis mentioned, and we're going to be friends to this whole thing. I'm going to treat Johnny as a friend. I know he'll treat me as a friend because it's not a personal difference. It's just a doctrinal difference. We're going to try to study both sides, and you look at what the Bible has to say. Make up your own mind. We all know that the Bible is the thing that's right. Not necessarily Johnny or me. It's the Bible. I appreciate you coming and being willing to consider both sides of this question. Now the proposition, go ahead and start my time, Jason. The proposition I'm confirmed tonight is the Bible does not authorize use of the church treasury for social meals. And so I think all of you know we're talking about having the fellowship hall paid for with the church treasury, part of the church facilities, and using having meals to get to know one another and things like that. Is that authorized? Can the church treasury use their money for things like that? First of all, let me start by saying what the issue is not, because I'm talking about social meals here. I believe the congregation must eat the Lord's Supper together, collectively as the church. I know we all agree with that, so I'm not saying the church isn't authorized to do that. Neither am I saying the church is not authorized to use its building or facilities for benevolent meals for needy Christians. If you have needy Christians and they need to be fed, you can use the building for that. No problem, because the church is authorized to help needy Christians. And I believe it is a good thing for individuals of a congregation to get together for a meal or to play ball to visit with one another. I think that's a good thing. But I think we need to do that as individuals and not at the church-owned building. Here's what I believe the issue is. I am opposed, first of all, to the church assembly eating a common meal together. As the church assembly, this wouldn't matter whether you had a building or not, if you're meeting out under a tree somewhere. I don't believe the church assembly should eat a meal. When we come together as an assembly, church assembly, I don't think we should be doing food, fun, and frolic. I think that's for spiritual purposes, okay? I'm not sure that Guyton would disagree with that. And here's the thing that I'm pretty sure that Johnny will disagree with, is I'm opposed to the use of church funds, and therefore the church building, for social and recreational purposes. Even if you're not in the church assembly per se, I don't think you ought to use a building that's been paid for out of the Lord's treasury, the church treasury, for those facilities or to facilitate that meal. And I define the word social here. I think it's probably the only critical word in my proposition from Webster's New World Dictionary, an informal gathering of people for recreation or amusement party. Whether or not I can define that good or not, I think we all know what I'm talking about. We all know what the issue is. Now, first of all, let me briefly talk about the first point and what I said the issue is. And I'm on number four, Tristan. In 1 Corinthians 11, verses 22 and 34, the Bible says, "What, have you not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not." And then skipping down to verse 34. "And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation." This, I believe, would condemn eating a meal to satisfy hunger in the church assembly. They were doing something wrong in connection with the Lord's Supper. To know exactly what everything they were doing wrong and how connected it was to the Lord's Supper practice is impossible to tell, but it doesn't matter. The way that Paul solves the problem, he says, basically, if you're eating to satisfy hunger, you do that somewhere else other than the assembly. Do it at home. So this passage is saying that eating done to satisfy hunger, verse 21, should be done at a time other than in the church assembly. And that's why I'm opposed to, even if you didn't have a church building, I'm opposed to the church assembly eating a common meal together. If the church didn't have a church building, and they didn't, they met at somebody's house, then once they dismissed the assembly, they could go maybe to the dining room of that person's house and eat together, have no problem with that. They would be doing it as individuals, and they wouldn't be using the church money or church facility for that. And it wouldn't be done in the church assembly. I hope you understand my position. So, from looking at 1 Corinthians 11, the only time a church social meal is mentioned in the Bible, and that's what we're talking about in this debate, it's condemned. Compare that with James 2:24. We talk about the Baptists and they say you're saved by faith only. Well, the only time those words faith only are mentioned in the Bible, it says that salvation is not by faith only. James 2:24. The only time a church social meal is mentioned in the Bible is 1 Corinthians 11, and it's condemned. The only time it is mentioned. I'll let you study that for yourself and see if I'm telling you the truth. Let's talk about the second point I had in that what is issue chart. And that is just the use. Suppose you wanted to have a church social meal, but you weren't going to do it in the assembly. I suspect most of you brethren, when you have the church social meals, perhaps in the fellowship hall if you have one, I suspect you don't do it as part of the assembly. I think you would rarely ever do it that way. You would dismiss the assembly and then later meet for the social meal. The reason I believe that's wrong is because I don't believe it's authorized to use church money for such. And if the church building was paid for with the church's money, then it shouldn't be used for as such. For example, we wouldn't think, most of us here, that the church ought to use its money for a gym. Or the church ought to use its money for ice skating rink. Just because Christians can get together and have fun and get to know one another, we wouldn't think that the church ought to use its money for that ice skating rink. Instead, we think the individuals ought to do that, right? We all agree on that. And that's what I'm saying about this church social meal. Colossians 3:17 says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We're all agreed here. That means that we're not supposed to do anything unless we have authorization from Jesus. Unless He's told us to do it, we shouldn't do it. And of course, we recognize that He could tell us, authorize it generically or specifically. He doesn't have to say it in so many words, but it has to be authorized. We all agree with that. Since the church-owned building was paid for with the congregation's money, it should only be used for what the congregation's money can be used for. And we see the congregation's money, they get it from the collection, 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. Here's the things that I see that the church can use its money for, and I think Johnny's going to agree with this list. First of all, they can use it to preach the gospel. They can buy tracts, or they can support a preacher, and we might say a mission field. They can help needy Christians. And actually, that little detail there, we're going to have a debate tomorrow night, Tommy and Johnny, that Johnny would also believe they can help needy non-Christians, but that's not an issue. Tonight, Johnny would agree the church can help needy saints, at least, and then facilitating worship assemblies. And there's the passages there. I don't think we're going to have any disagreement, so I'm not going to go through those passages for sake of time. Here are some things that the church is authorized to use its money for. I can't find a passage that shows that the church is authorized to use its money for fun, food, and frolic, like a church social meal, or an ice skating party, or something like that. That's the passage I believe that Johnny needs to provide for us tonight to show there is authority for it. And please, if he can prove that, I hope I'm honest enough that I will admit it and say that I'm wrong. Because I only want to do, and all of you here, I'm sure you feel the same way, we only want to do what the Bible teaches. We wouldn't be here if we weren't interested in going to heaven and doing what the Bible says. So we're just here trying to find out what the Bible says, and hopefully all of us, and myself, will be honest enough to admit it if we can find authority for that church social meal. I just need one passage. That's all it would take to convince me. So the church is authorized with its money to preach the gospel, help needy saints, facilitate worship assemblies. But the New Testament does not authorize using church money and facilities for social or recreational uses like potluck dinners and gymnasiums. And then number five, Christian. Why the church assembled? Well, they assembled for worship, Acts 2:42, for preaching. They assembled for an evangelism report, Acts 14:27. To discuss doctrinal problems in Acts 15, arranging benevolence with the Grecian widows in Acts 6, they assembled for prayer in Acts 4, for discipline purposes in 1 Corinthians 5, to withdraw from the man who had his father's wife. I believe it's a fact that the congregation only assembled for spiritual purposes. I think that Johnny will agree with that. Where is an approved record of the church ever meeting for a church social meal? Number six, Christian. To help you understand something that I think we all agree on, but just to see where I'm coming from, I think all of us agree with this chart on essentials and expedience. At least the first three points, and now I'm going to extend it to what's under dispute in this sermon tonight. First of all, we have a command like to sing. We see that in a number of passages. I think I have listed up there Hebrews 2:12. To sing, to carry out that command that we're supposed to do, the thing that's essential is a song. You've got to have a song. Okay, so that's authorized. Also, an expedient would be a songbook. You don't have to have a songbook to sing a song. You could do it by memory, but it's authorized to use the songbook. See, like when Noah built the ark, if they had hammers and saws back then, even though it doesn't mention hammers and saws, when he was told to build the ark out of gopher wood, if he had a hammer and a saw, that would have been authorized. Though he could have tried to do it other ways, but it would have been authorized. A detail is a song number. We're authorized to preach the gospel, whether we're talking about individuals or churches. That's essential as a teacher. Well, a thing that's expedient, something you don't have to have, but is authorized, is projector, like we're using tonight. And you might use PowerPoint. That's a detail in that. And then we have the command in Hebrews 10:25 for the church to assemble. You have to have a place to assemble. That's authorized. And also an expedient would be a church-owned building. That's authorized. You don't have to do it that way. You can rent it. You can meet in a home, and the people that own the home can let you do it for free, but you have to have a place. The thing that A church-owned building like this one is authorized. That's fine. Even though you don't have to do it that way, that's just a choice that you make. A detail would be a restroom. Now, if we could find authority for church social meals, if that's in the Bible, and I know that Johnny's going to try to hopefully let us know the passage that tells us the authority for that, then if you could find the authority for a church social meal, then a place would be necessary, just like the assembly for worship. Therefore, then, if that's the case, the fellowship hall would be authorized if the Bible told the church that they should be involved in church social meals. And a kitchen would just be a detail about that. The church could have a kitchen in order to fix the food for the church social meal. My problem is, I don't see the passage that authorizes the church social meal. I don't see any passage that authorizes the church to be involved in fun, food, and frolic. And therefore, the essential, the place, and the fellowship hall and the kitchen are not authorized. Just like I think many of you brethren, perhaps not all of us, but Johnny, based on a question I asked tonight, would agree with this. If the Bible authorizes the church-sponsored recreation, church sponsored like playing ball, basketball, then the place would be authorized. You could have a family life center, as it's called, a glorified name for a gymnasium, and you could have a basketball goal and balls, and the church could pay for all that if we could find a passage that authorized church-sponsored recreation. We could have a gymnasium. But since we don't have that passage, and Johnny will agree with me, then we don't have authority for the place, we don't have authority for the church having the family life center or gymnasium for the goals of the ball. Now, we can do that as individuals, and my sons are involved in basketball, the rec ball, and baseball for the school, and we have to pay all kinds of money nowadays, Jason, for school baseball. When I was playing, they gave you a uniform for free and you played for free. Now I got to pay hundreds of dollars to play school ball. I did that in my individual pocket. I would expect that the church to pay the Little League fees and things like that out of their treasury because that's not authorized. So just like Johnny can see that there's no passage authorizing church recreation, therefore we shouldn't have a gymnasium, I suggest to you there's no passage authorizing church social meals, therefore we shouldn't have a fellowship hall. Y'all follow me? Let me show you, because I think this is important in this discussion, and it probably will come up tomorrow night too, that there's a difference in church and individual activity. Now, I'm quoting a fellow named Gary Grizel, and he's actually, from something he wrote, but he's actually quoting Dan Jenkins. They're both institutional preachers. I don't mean that to offend anybody, but the side that Johnny's on in this discussion, they're both on Johnny's side on this discussion, but they're talking about, Gary and Dan are talking about the difference in individual and church, okay? Here's what Dan originally said, and Gary quoted. He says, God has limited the area in which the church can work. It is time that we clearly focus on two divine institutions, the home and the church. There is nothing wrong with Christians being involved in youth camps, sports activities, banquets, etc. There's nothing wrong with them using their money to accomplish anything that is not sinful. However, when money is given to the church, it becomes special, for then its use is limited to the areas in which the church is authorized to work. Consider Acts 5 and the money of Ananias and Sapphira. Remember, Ananias and Sapphira sold the land, and then they were going to give money to the church, but they only gave half of it, basically, or something like that, and they misrepresented how much they sold the land for, and they were struck dead because they lied. But Peter says to them, whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? The answer is obvious. Before it was given to the church, it was under the authority of those who had it. But after it was given, it was under the authority of the church. Before Ananias and Sapphira gave that money, when they had the land, when they sold it and had the money, any of those times, it was under their authority. Once they gave it to the church, it was under the authority of the church. Gary goes on to say there is individual activity, there is home activity, there is church activity. That's in Contending for the Faith, October 1993. And we can see passages that show the difference in individual and church. For example, you remember in Matthew 18, 15 through 17, Jesus is speaking about the church in the future. And he says, look, if your brother offends you, go to him and try to talk to him. In effect, trying to get him sent. If he won't hear you, take with you one or more. You see? So that you'll have two or three Christians talking, trying to get you repentance. He says, if he won't hear you then, tell it to the church. You see, you had one individual Christian going to him first. Then you had two or three, but it still wasn't the church. He said, if they won't hear you, if you won't repent based on the two or three going to him, then tell it to the church. And we see from 1 Corinthians 5 and 2 Thessalonians 3, then the church will try to get him to repent, and if he won't repent, they'll withdraw from him. You see the point? Those individual Christians, that was different than the church. Because they went to him as individual Christians, but when they got through, the church still hadn't gone to him. According to Matthew, verse 18, verse 15 through 17. And then 1 Timothy 5, 16. If any man or women that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. We get the principle. If the church has to take care of every single widow out there, they're going to go bankrupt. So people like me, my mother's a widow, if I will take care of my own, my mother's a widow, I'll take care of her. And everybody will take care of their own widows. Maybe you might be a nephew of somebody. The passage goes on to talk about. Then the church will basically have enough money to take care of the widows that don't have any family to take care of. That's the point. But now, notice what it says. I'm to take care of my mother so that the church would be not charged. Do you see that? So that the church would be not charged. So there's a difference in the individual. The individual in this particular case would take care of this widow so that the church would not. So they could take care of some other widows. So there's a difference in the individual and the church. So when we're looking for authority for the church social meal, we need to find in the Bible where the church was authorized to do that. It won't be good enough to find where an individual is authorized to do that. The individual can do many things that the church can't do. We have to find authority for the church. We all agree the individual has that authority. We do that all the time. Us Christians, we get together to eat and play ball and all things, but we always do it as an individual. The church money is not used, as I said, for fun, food, and profit. Now, to elaborate upon this just a little bit more before I move on. How much I got, Jason? 5. Can the congregation do these individual activities? For example, individual, eat common meals. Acts 2:48. Does that authorize church social meals? Perhaps Johnny will say that it is, that it does. The individual is also authorized to do bodily exercise. 1 Timothy 4:8, bodily exercise profits a little. Does that authorize the church gymnasium? Because the individual can do that. I'm sure Johnny would say no. Individuals are authorized to go into business to make a living for the family. For Ephesians 4:28, does that authorize the church to go into business to make money? No, we're all agreed they should get it through collection. Voluntary collection, 1 Corinthians 16. Also, the individual, 1 Corinthians 7, is authorized to perform marital duties with their spouse. I won't be explicit about what I'm talking about, but all of you know what I am talking about. That individual is authorized to do that, but the church isn't. The church is not authorized to have a church honeymoon suite. You see, we all see the difference in the individual being authorized to do something and the church being authorized to do something. James Boyd, another institutional preacher, wrote, "Brethren have for too long bought the false teaching that whatever an individual can do, the church can do." And I think we can see that. This is a chart just to tell you the logical conclusion, I believe, of Johnny's position in the debate tonight will lead you. I don't believe Johnny, he won't go along with any of these quotes. It wouldn't be an effective debate chart if he did. So I'm going to bring up some things that he won't agree with, and you won't agree with, but show you that if you can do the church social meal out of the church treasury, you could do all these things, other things, by the same reason. And since you can reject B, then you ought to be able to see that A is wrong also. These are all quotes from bulletins of Churches of Christ in the Tennessee area. Okay, showing what Churches of Christ are now doing. The chart is entitled, "It's Super Bowl Time in Tennessee." Notice the first quote. "It's Super Bowl time in Tennessee," from the Farragut Church of Christ. "The Farragut Church of Christ will host the area-wide Super Bowl party. Come join us for food, fellowship, and fun." Remember I said fun, food, and frolic? "And the Super Bowl, a huge, giant, very large, and serious screen. There will be surprise door prizes, footballs, jerseys, t-shirts, and more. Pizza and other wholesome junk food and drinks." Do you see that? Nobody here would agree that the church ought to be involved in that Super Bowl party and all that, but it's by the same reason you have the church social meal and the fellowship hall. You could do this. The church is not authorized for fun, food, and frolic. And both of those things, the church social meal and these things, fall under that category. The Graymere Church of Christ in Columbia, Tennessee, says afterward, meaning after worship, we will have food, several games, flag football, volleyball, basketball, mixers, and prizes. Here's one that's a little bit different, not sports. Business professionalism, special series of lectures focusing on improving your business professionalism. Featured speaker, Gary Bickford, account executive with the DuPont Company Medical Products Division, hosted by the West End Church of Christ, Knoxville, Tennessee. We all know about Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey, and I'm pretty sure all of us agree with a lot he says. Dave Ramsey will be hosting the Financial Peace live simulcast. Macedonia Church of Christ, Columbia, Tennessee. Tickets to the event are only $19 and are available for purchase through the church office. A financial planning seminar, Common Sense Approach to the Family Budget, the Homeway Church of Christ. Seminar speakers, Kevin Kilpatrick, financial planner with First National Group, Van Henley, senior tax manager with Ernst & Young, Jerry Fox, vice president, regional loan officer, Central Bank of Alabama. And here's one all of you ladies would like to participate in. On May 21st, 1994, the Starworld Church of Christ, Oak Ridge, will be hosting its 12th annual Ladies Inspirational Day. Nothing wrong with that so far. Along with speakers, a drama, skit, door prizes, continental breakfast, and luncheon will be sponsoring a fashion show. I think we can all agree these things are authorized for the church to do. All of these things in a proper context are well and fine for individual Christians to do, assuming like in the fashion show there's not any immodest apparel there. You follow what I'm saying? It's not that these things are wrong in and of themselves. The individual's authorized to do it. It's the church is not authorized. Remember, the church is only authorized from the Scriptures to preach the gospel, to help the needy saint, and possibly non-saints. We're going to study that tomorrow night. And to facilitate worship assembly. The church is not authorized to use its money for fun, food, and frolic. Now, I want you to, before I stop, let's look at this passage in John 2, 13 through 17, and I've entitled the chart, What Jesus Thought About Adulterating the Spiritual. What Jesus thought about adulterating the spiritual. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money city. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, over through the tables. And he said unto them that sold doves, Take these things in. Make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Perhaps the only time that Jesus maybe lost his temper, but it was righteous indignation. But isn't providing social meals and gymnasiums and whatnot at the church building, isn't that doing the same thing in principle? Your church social meals, isn't it doing the same thing in principle as what Jesus is talking about here? Is that my time, Jacob? Thank you very much, and I want you to listen to our brother, Pope, with all diligence. And there's that website again if you want to, it's BibleDebates.info. If you want to get my charts, the ones I'm using tonight, you can download them off the internet there. Thank you very much.